But take a peek at where you would like to be in 3 years and start taking the steps to have an action plan for that vision.
Welcome to the She Believes She Could podcast. I'm your host, Allison Walsh. This show is dedicated to helping you show up, shine bright, and achieve abundant success. Each episode is packed with advice and actionable resources to elevate your mindset, confidence, business, and brand, all while focusing on your happiness, well-being, and success. I am so excited that you're here. I can't wait to get started. So let's get to work. On today's show, we have not one, but two amazing women. Like many sisters, Allison Neeson and Marcy Stout are similar in some ways and not alike in others. Allison graduated college and settled into a career in academia. Marcy, on the other hand, found success in the corporate world. As their mother entered mid-stage Alzheimer's disease, they began to chat daily about their dream of launching their own business. They signed off each call with the chant, "It's better together." The more they talked, the more excited they became about the future. They designed Revel Coach as an inspirational platform that mentors executives and entrepreneurs who wish to find career and family success. When you have a vivid vision, aligned action, and a growth mindset, it is possible to find harmony by celebrating every small and large success along the way. Find joy everywhere. Today, Revel Coach mentors individuals and their next steps for their careers, volunteerism, and public service. We get into all the details as well as some of the exciting new areas that Revel is really leaning into. So I know you're going to love today's show. So let's get to work. Allison and Marcy, it is so great to have you on the show today. I would love to turn it over to you to give us a little bit of background and then we'll jump into it. So Allison, why don't you start?
Well, Allison, thank you so much for inviting us to join you today. I am the lucky recipient of having an amazing sister who looked at me one day and said, "You know what? Let's go into business together." And it was a great idea. So that is the nut of the backstory. We started Revel Coach 5 or 6 years ago, and with the goal of working with women who were in that mid demographic that you like to talk about as well. You know, we have mothers. We're mothers. We've talked to mothers, we've talked to corporate executives, we talked to entrepreneurs and writers, and we really have been able to work with them in order to help them not just balance, but harmonize their lives.
I love that word, harmonize. I think that's such an important key call out too. So Marcy, I'll turn it over to you. I'd love to hear a little bit more about you too.
Thank you. Well, yes, I am also fortunate to have a sister who said yes, because I feel like growing up together, we always leaned on each other for different things. And as a result, we both have different strengths. So we kind of filled each other's void, and it was so nice to be together. And I think going from like a corporate America experience that I had, and then Allison had her own experience, going into the entrepreneur world can feel really scary and overwhelming, but when you're doing it with somebody you really trust, it was so much more fun than scary. So we kind of tapped into our mom's upbringing of the growth mindset, and we're like, well, you know, anyone can learn at any moment, so let's just give it a shot. And so it's been a really exciting journey, and we've seen ourselves grow so much personally, professionally, and as the business has grown with us. So Allison, thank you for having us.
Oh, I'm thrilled you're here. And I have to admit, I'm a little bit jealous. I'm an only child, so I didn't have the opportunity to go into business with my sister, but I would have loved that. I did have a best friend though, that we had a business venture back, gosh, it's been over 10 years ago now. And to your point, you know, it was so special to have something that, you know, somebody you're working with that you love dearly, that you're just like in sync with, and that you just get to challenge yourselves and lean into something special. So I always think of that. She's like a sister to me, but I'm really grateful that you have that experience to build something so special. So what prompted the creation of your company? Because I think that there's always that seed that's planted, right? And what happens thereafter is really the execution piece, but it had to start from someplace. So what prompted you all to want to do this?
Well, I think like a lot of people, when they start a company, it usually becomes from a burning desire to fill a void that was personal. So for me, I had been 22 years in corporate America. I was leading large teams. I was kind of leading a lot of the women initiatives and leadership. And so I decided to stay home with the kids for a couple of years. And while that was intended to be my promised land after 14 years of being a working mom, I thought I finally made it. And I just found myself wanting more. And so what happened was Alice and I, we just kept going back and forth, and she had all these ideas and experiences being an author and ghostwriter for other people and doing this great work. And so I was leaning on her to how to get started, and we just kept going back and forth. And we really just kept saying the word like, well, maybe we could do this, maybe we could do that. And we just decided that, you know, we could build at first glance, or I'll say selfishly for my world, Alison, you can fill in your story. But for my world, I wanted to build a company I wish I had when I was navigating small kids, large teams, predominantly a male-oriented company. So a lot of growth and stress at that time, but I just didn't have access to resources at my fingertips. So I had coaches before, but I didn't have a community that I needed. So that was a catalyst from my end.
I love that. Alison, what about your perspective on this? Any additional comments?
Well, we would talk a lot on the phone, and every conversation ended with, it's better together. And so we kept pushing the it's better together, and it wormed its way into our heads. And that's really what happened. So I had my own LLC. I was ghostwriting for other people and producing and publishing books. And it was a lot of fun. But it was lonely. You know, being an entrepreneur can be really, you are a bit of a silo, because you just go into your own office and there you are. And being able to partner with somebody and partner with someone that I really enjoyed was such a blessing. So that is really what happened in from my end.
No, I think it's great. And Marcy, to your point too, you know, I think the desire to fill a gap, right, that you saw, and I'm just so grateful that you jumped into it because you're able to do that now. So walk us through, like, who are you working with right now? Like, what is an experience with your organization look like?
I will say we as we've evolved, so we try to make sure we customize, you know, a service offering in a way that really hits our target audience. But we say Rebel Companies is in the business of leadership. So we have one company, Rebel Search, which is a recruiting company. We have another company, Allison's company, that's Rebel Story. So she helps authors, leaders, coaches, executives tell their stories in an authentic, inspiring way. And then we also have Rebel Coach, which is our foundation company. And that one we do leadership programs there, but we do have a niche with women in the C-suite. And then our newest one and latest one, which also be interesting.
Baby.
I did a baby. but since I have a few kids in college, and then all their best friends keep asking me for, you know, leadership advice, career advice, and things like that, we hired an intern this summer, our daughter's best friend, and she came up with this brilliant program that we're launching now. But it's helping college students navigate a new story for their professional resume, how to interview skills, and then we're leveraging the search side. So we're going to connect students with companies, and that program's right around the corner.
Oh, I'm so excited to follow this. Well, first of all, everything that you're doing is filling an important gap, but I have a soft spot in my heart for that collegiate population. For many years, like the young women that I really coached and mentored were that 18 to 24 year old range. And what I love about that demographic is that with a little bit of extra investment in their development, they can create a separation gap between them and their peers that is so significant at that stage of their life and career. So I love that you're doing this. I think it is a huge need. And I think it's going to be really exciting to see that take off, and the ability to connect with positions. Because, I mean, I know that even as I've been doing workshops and keynotes over the summer and just, you know, just continuing to mentor a lot of young women in my life, the number one thing is, what am I going to do next? Right. Like, I went to school and I learned all this stuff, but what do I do with it? And how do I, like, actually turn this into a career that I like? And I think that's the other thing, is that wake up call of like, ooh, is this really what I want to do? And how do I position myself to get the type of job that I want? So very, very cool that you're doing this, and I'm excited to see it and support it. I'm sure everybody that's listening is too. I'm sure there's somebody that is listening going, oh, wow, my daughter could use this. I could use that. This would be amazing. So I really think it's great that you're leaning into all of these other opportunities to serve. But one of the things that I know we wanted to talk about today was really how to build a strategy to live above center through vision, action, growth, and joy. So I would love to turn it over to you to just share more about this, because I think this is really going to touch a lot of people as they hear from you.
Oh, well, okay. One of our foundational programs we call the Rebel Way. And the idea is, by creating a vivid vision for your future. You can take a step into that future today, one at a time, one step at a time. And if you think about it from the perspective of 3 months from now, what do you want to be doing? 1 year from now, what do you want to be doing? And 3 years from now, what do you want to be doing? When you put them together, 3 months doesn't feel like that long, right? So I'm a college professor, and 3 months, my semester will be over. We just started, right? It goes very fast. So do you want to have a completion by the end of the semester? Would you like a good grade by the end of the semester? What are the steps that it takes to achieve that? Most of us who have gone to school, we understand that process. We know how that works. But then we think about a year from now, and a year is a little bit bigger. And 3 years is even bigger than that. And so taking that step, if you want to have a promotion, if you want to be the CEO of a company, and we hear this particular comment all the time, you know, if do what they're doing, dress like the one we hear a lot is dress for the position you want, not the position you're in. But it's more than that. It's the don't stay in your cubicle. If the CEO is out meeting people and networking, then you need to go out and meet people and network, because doing what you're doing right now could be all the right things. But take a peek at where you would like to be in 3 years and start taking the steps to have an action plan for that vision.
I think that's so important too. And, you know, if, you know, it's similar to Marcy, led big teams, right? Had like ambitious people underneath me, but if they're not doing the things, right, that are allowing them to stand apart from the crowd, allowing them to be recognized, raising their hand, putting themselves in the circles and the scenarios that allow them to be seen for that next level, then they're going to be overlooked, right? And I think it's really easy to, you know, lose track of time too, to a certain extent, where you're like, oh, well, that's several years from now, or I'm not ready for it yet. And I'm sure you see this a lot more with women than men. At least this has been my experience. Like, I have managed so many men that they were half qualified for the next position. They're like, I want it. Can I be that? Can I apply for it? Can I be it now? Whereas women are like, well, I haven't had enough experience to do this yet, and I'm not quite sure that I'm prepared. I'm like, no. Like, let's put you in. Let's get you developed. But what do you encourage people to do when, beyond what you just shared, are there other steps that they can take, or how do you help them lock in? Because 3 months does go fast, but what I've noticed is those short sprints over time have a compounding effect, right? And they have the ability to stack, and you gain momentum, and before you know it, you're at that next level. But it doesn't happen by accident, and it can't be a casual experience. Like, you have to be very thoughtful about it. So what do you encourage people to do that are listening, that maybe are like, well, I have a vision, I haven't really taken those steps yet, but what do I need to do?
Well, one thing that we definitely found that's true is, you know, the research shows if you have a good vision for a company, I mean, the statistics of the best companies that last, you know, decades and generations is really because of strong vision, and then the employees are on board and everything. But every time I get a new client, she's fabulous at the company vision. And then when I ask her for her vision, it's so generic and it's so not her. So when a vision doesn't work, it's usually tied to just a couple things. One, it's too much influenced by other people's visions. Like, they listen to Brene Brown and they kind of, I'll take a little of that in there and I'll take a little of that. But it's not, they didn't actually do the work to make it theirs. So it's so compelling. And then the second thing is, it might be worded in a way that feels so aspirational that they don't even think it's possible for them. So if there's too much of a gap between where they are and where they want to be, if they don't have a belief system that they could get there, really putting the vision is just like a slogan on the wall. So we do a lot of work on that stage, which is funny because, you know, it's just so important. And if you take the time to do it, then the rest is a little bit more effortless and joyful than stressful. But mindset's a big thing for us because there's so much self-doubt, and we forget how much choice we have in how we think about our things. So if you know, say, what's the number one stress in your life? Most people say something about their job, their family, you know, basically a career move or something like stressful like that, health. And what's really true is it's not your health issue. It's not your financial situation that is stressful. It's your negative thought and viewpoint around those subjects. So if we can just help her define a better reframing of how you look at it to kind of see anything that's possible, and I can start today right now. So Allison's, you know, point that she was making is like, you know where you're pointing 3 years out, but start breaking it down because you can start today. So just because you don't have the credentials or you don't have the wealth or you don't have something, it doesn't mean you have to act poor because you want to be rich and you feel poor. You actually can think through those, like, you know, the feelings that you create around it. So that's a lot of our work is kind of at the foundation part with the mindset and helping her reshape how she thinks about where she's headed.
1 year ago, we embarked on an incredible journey with the launch of She Believes She Could. Show up, shine bright, and achieve abundant success. And what a journey it has been. This book was written to empower and inspire readers to step into their greatness, and the response has been nothing short of amazing. To everyone who has read, shared, and embraced this message, thank you. You've proven that when you believe in yourself and you do the work, you truly can achieve anything. So here's to the next chapter of success, growth, and shining even brighter. If you haven't already grabbed your copy, join us today and join the movement at www.shebelievedbook.com. I love that because it's not that you don't have it yet. It's that you're on your way, right? Mm-hmm. And you're headed towards it. And I think there's a lot of freedom when it comes to thinking like that, right? Otherwise, it's like you're carrying this burden and you feel less than or not ready or not enough. And it's yet like you're a work in progress. Like you're going to get there, but you have to set the intention. And I love what you mentioned about, you know, sometimes you adopt other people's definitions of like what you should be and like your identity and their visions for you. And there's been multiple times throughout my career where I've had those moments. I call them like my look in the mirror moments where I'm looking in the mirror. I'm going, is this really what I wanted? Or was this just the definition of the success that I saw that I then thought I wanted for myself? Right. And those were some very defining moments in my life and my career. Those are really usually on the precipice of a pivot. Right? Something that was about to change where it was like, wow, I need to check in with myself. And I think those have happened over various stages. It happened when I was in law school and I decided, wow, like, I don't want to be an attorney. Like those look in the mirror moments, right? You know, a couple times during my career was like, okay, I've reached the pinnacle. Is this what I really want? Or I got to that next level and I was like, oh, is this really what I thought it would be like? And that's when you have to do that work and you need a coach, like, you know, what you all provide and support and mentorship to say like, well, let me walk you through this and let us get really clear, because then it can be your North Star, right? And it can help you manage the stress and feel the feelings in a way that's productive and not detrimental to your mindset. So I love what you're talking about. And I think that it's really important for anybody listening right now to say, like, if any of this is resonating, what steps do you need to take in order to create that vivid vision for yourself so that 1 year, 3 years from now, you're looking back going, that work I did was my North Star. And that's why I am where I am today. So the other thing I'm curious about, do you often hear, because I hear this a lot, I've done this for so long, I feel kind of stuck, or that I shouldn't start over at this point in my career? Is that something that you also are hearing a lot of?
Allison, yes, absolutely. So that, you know, there's the idea of the growth mindset and the fixed mindset. And the ironic part of that means it's only an either or situation when it's not. We all have moments of a fixed mindset where I've been here for so long and there's nothing left and I have no energy to continue to grow. Like, what am I even doing? That at the moment, you had a growth mindset to get to where you are. And then all of a sudden you've changed to a fixed mindset. And sometimes you just need to change a little bit. So we've talked about the vision. We've talked about aligning your action. And then when you embrace that growth mindset, it's not just about the where you are right now. Sometimes you need to stand on the horizon and look around, because it could be something that's different that you want to grow in. Maybe a volunteer position. Maybe something, yeah, a travel thing that you haven't done. You want to go live in the jungle for 3 weeks just to do it, just to say you did it. You know, have an experience where all of a sudden you're able to cleanse the ideas that you have been stationary. And now you can go back with a fresh set of eyes and vision and action. So you're now growing in different ways and you're learning new things. So being open to that, learning a new language and, you know, going again, volunteering is something you haven't done, reaching for a position in a volunteer organization that is really outside your comfort zone is a great way to grow. And then as you're doing that, the idea of celebrating each step that you take. So every single little moment, like just getting through that one little hard thing and then say, whew, I did it. Yay me. Like just that little bit is a growth mindset. And that's where you need to keep your focus.
Yeah, and we're so serious all the time. Like, I feel like too often it's really easy for us to be like, well, what's your why? And you're like, I lost myself. I don't know. And, you know, we did talk about like our philosophy is like above center, below center. So above center has positive words, you know, like hopeful, optimistic, fun, enjoying, and below center has the shame, doubt, guilt, and all those negative words. So if you start a conversation most times with something below center, you're going to meet a lot of people down there. It's pretty easy. Because people like to complain about anything, you know, things that aren't even impacting them, you know, that could be happening, you know, elsewhere. And so you really have to make this choice. And so a journal prompt we like to do with our clients often, and we'll say it, you know, to anybody listening, is if you took the time and you wrote down the sentence, what if the only thing in my way is my own limiting thoughts? So if you kind of really break that down, you start realizing you'll notice subtle times where you complain maybe about your kids. Okay. So you have toddlers and you're just like, oh, they're so busy. And if you think about saying that, that's a below center statement. When somebody responds to you that, do you want them to feel sorry for you? Do you want them to feel judgmental that you're not, you know, able to handle your mom or your, as a your mom role? Do you want them to be judgmental? You know, so you're introducing negativity around you just in your subtle response was, how's your day? Like a lot of great things happen today. It can be, you know, what you saw outside or anything. So that's really when we find people that are like, I've been doing it so long, I feel stuck. We try to make sure, you know, you're in charge of your own life at any time. Like children cannot wait to be our age because they're in charge. Children will do anything with a growth mindset. Like they'll get tutors, they'll take like risks to do a play or run for school student council. Like you, we moms fuel our kids with growth mindset. And I'm positive our mom never put a cap on us. But somehow we accidentally think like just because I've been doing it for 10 years, I'm stuck, or just because I live in the city, I'm stuck. So it's really our own limiting thoughts and try to embrace that inner, you know, you got this.
That was such good advice. Well, I'm loving this conversation and I'm excited to just continue to cheer you on. And hopefully people that are listening will connect with you. I think what you're doing is amazing. So thank you for all of the impact that you're making on this world. And kudos to you for saying yes to each other and doing this together. I think that's very, very cool. So, but you know, we love to read and be inspired. Allison, I know that you are, you know, a huge fan of helping other people write and share their stories. So can you share about your book?
I can, and I wish I had it in front of me and I would just hold it up, but I have, oh wait, Marcy's going. I wrote a little tiny book called Write Your Book Now to Change the World, because so many people are fearful of writing a book. That it's, everybody says, I mean, how many people have you heard say, I should write a book, but how many people do it? Mm-hmm. And then only 3% of the people that start finish. That number is so low, but it's not complicated. And with self-publishing these days, anybody can do it. And think about the things you can do with a book. Just to say you achieved that. Wow, what a goal. Take the vision, put your action to it, embrace the growth, because there's a lot of growing when you're writing, and then celebrate when you're done, because absolutely, the end is the most precious thing you could ever type.
Oh, it is. I love that you did this and that you're helping other people to do this too. You know, to your point, I wanted to write a book for like 20 years, right? And when I had the opportunity to finally do it, it was one of the most liberating and therapeutic experiences. It was another one of my look in the mirror moments, because I'm writing all the words, right? Be 1% better, live outside your comfort zone, lean into the growth mindset. And I'm looking in the mirror going, am I currently doing this right now for myself other than writing this book? And the answer was no. It ultimately led me to leave my last position to jump into, you know, the work that I did with Charlie Health. And it was just one of the coolest things. So your whole life can change by writing a book, not just because you might have a look in the mirror moment, but because it can open doors, right? It can be what allows you to speak on stages, or it's a legacy piece as well, right? Your impact forever and ever and ever will live in words on a book and a page that could change somebody's life. So I think that's very cool. And I love that you're helping other people do it. The ripple effect of the work that you both are doing is really awesome. So I love that. How can people find you and follow you?
Rebelcoach.com. is probably the easiest way to find us.
Excellent. Well, we will link in the show notes. And just again, thank you for the work that you're doing. And thank you for being on our show today.
It was so great to meet you. Thank you. We appreciate all the work you're doing and love connecting with you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the She Believed She Could podcast. I loved having you here and I hope you enjoyed it just as much as I did. I'd love for you to continue the conversation with me over on Instagram at Allison Walsh. Feel free to send me a message, DM me, let me know what you loved about the show and if there's anything else I can do to support you. You can also check out all of the new offerings that we're going to be unveiling and bringing to you over the next several months. You can go to shebelievesshecould.co for anything that She Believed She Could related. Or if you're looking for private coaching or consulting, go to AllisonWalshConsulting.com. Again, remember, I believe in you 1,000%, and my goal is that you do too. Take care. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.